Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The day begins with clear skies and comfortable temperatures across Israel. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem will see plenty of sunshine, making it a perfect day to be outside. Eilut enjoys warm weather, ideal for those hitting the beach. Meanwhile, Haifa is experiencing a pleasant breeze, adding to the lovely conditions. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports, just in that former President Trump announced a Hormuz deal has been reached, with talks between the U.S. and Iran to resume this afternoon. Also, according to Walla, Israel expresses surprise as Trump searches for a strategy against Iran after withdrawing from a planned strike last night. Also this hour, Israel Hayom notes, Trump emphasized he doesn't want to kill people as he canceled the attack following requests from Gulf allies. Separately, I-24 News highlights a split among Gulf states over retaliation against Iran, with the Hormuz deal under consideration. And finally, from earlier reporting by Israel Hayom, Trump announced that talks with Iran will resume today, emphasizing his reluctance to cause casualties. Here's what people are saying online. Open source analyst OSINT613 shared just minutes ago that Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth stated the Department of War was prepared to act at unprecedented levels since World War II. Meanwhile, Middle East 24 reported earlier today that the UK maritime trade operations confirmed an explosion near a tanker in the Strait of Hormuz. The crew is safe, but the incident raises concerns over freedom of navigation and energy security. I24NEWS English posted about an earthquake, reporting a 5.3 magnitude tremor near Egypt's Suez, with shaking felt in Israel. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the latest from Ynet, former President Trump revealed that a deal concerning the Strait of Hormuz has been struck. Talks with Iran are set to resume this afternoon. This follows diplomatic pressure from Saudi Arabia and other Gulf nations urging restraint. This development could mark a shift in U.S.-Iran relations, affecting regional stability. Turning to Israel's reaction, Walla reports surprise at Trump's decision to hold back a planned strike on Iran. This was the second time in 2 weeks that military action was called off. Israeli officials are reportedly reassessing their positions as the U.S. appears to be exploring diplomatic avenues. The evolving situation could influence Israel's strategic calculations in the region. Meanwhile, as covered by Israel Hayom, Trump stated aboard Air Force One that he canceled the planned military action due to humanitarian concerns, following appeals from Gulf allies. His emphasis on avoiding casualties reflects a cautious approach amid rising tensions. This sentiment might affect future U.S. military engagements in the Middle East. Finally, I-24 News discusses the division among Gulf states over how to respond to Iran. With the Hormuz deal on the table, the split could impact regional alliances and the effectiveness of collective security measures. Such divisions may challenge future diplomatic efforts aimed at securing peace and stability in the Gulf. On the economic front, first, CTEC highlights the recent World Cup, showcasing the enduring appeal of shared live events. This trend indicates that future media will evolve to enhance collective viewing experiences. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports on Ariel Pokotinsky's suggestion for the construction industry to adopt high-tech methodologies, suggesting a potential technological revolution in traditional sectors. And finally, Globes reveals that branded drugs have boosted Teva's revenue. The Israeli pharmaceutical company forecasts higher than expected sales of key products by 2026. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 6 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.